You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. Great to be with you. It is, what do we say? We say WTW, don't we? Yes, on this day of the week. Welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday. It is the 9th of March. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. At the time right now, just about a minute and a half after 6, and I shall be sitting here and keeping you occupied until 10 o'clock this morning. Starting off with a few things from this day, the 9th of March, in the world of entertainment. We're going to go back initially to the year 1859, the National Association of Baseball Players adopted the rule that limited the size of the bats to no more than 2.5 inches in diameter. In 1910, American composer of orchestral, opera, choral and piano music, a guy called Samuel Barber was born. Now, he's one of the most celebrated composers of the 20th century. His Adagio for strings has earned a permanent place in the concert repertory of orchestras and was awarded, by the way, the Pulitzer Prize for Music twice for his opera, Vanessa, and the Concerto for Piano and Orchestra. And lastly, this morning, 1929, Eric Krenz became the first athlete. Now, he tossed the discus, you know, that big heavy thing. He did that from over 160 feet. Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I said, well, people actually did start dialing that number, asking for Jenny. 867-5309, Jenny is what that's called. 1981 song written by Alex Call and Jim Keller, and performed there by Tommy Two Tone. Released off of the album, believe it or not, Tommy Two Tone 2. Say that in a hurry in the morning. And before that one, we started off this morning with The Power of Love, 1985 single by Huey Lewis and the News, written for the soundtrack of the 1985 blockbuster film, Back to the Future. There, I told you, you knew you'd recognise it. Time on The Breakfast Show, 11 minutes right now, after the hour of 6 o'clock. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. It's a great to be with you any morning.
Baby, don't even try. I'm going one way.
Brian Adams. And a little thing I say to myself every morning just after 6 o'clock. Can't stop this thing we've started. Well, not till 10 o'clock anyway. Great to be with you. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're just a few seconds after the 15-minute part of this hour. 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. So it's time to time to get you cleaned up and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. By the way, let me know how you're getting on out there, especially boys and girls who are taking their kids to school for the first time. How are you getting on with the traffic? I'm very nosy, you know. In the chat with you this morning, Ricky Martin. I'm worn out after that, I tell you. I'm doing a bit of Vida Loca there in the shower with Ricky Martin. And that's it. On your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning, get yourselves all spruced up and smelling nice, especially if you're going to Metro or on the buses. I tell you what, I was looking at some of the news we got later on this morning. We'll have the headlines at the bottom of the hour, so you'll hear me tell you about it then. But I hear that the ME buses are now at 100% capacity due to everybody going back to school. It'll be nice for you. All squashed in. Need a lot of new friends like that.
You take pictures out of all the frames, back up your love with all your things. See if it helps get it a week. I bet no one else to get you like me. Cause I know you think you're better up without me. Don't throw it away.
Jerry D.
Sex, please.
I tell you what, you can't beat them, can you? Rolling Stones there. Undercover. Absolutely brilliant. Makes you wonder where have all the good times gone? There we go, yes, that is the Kinks there, and Where Have All the Good Times Gone, written by Ray Davies, by the way, performed by his band, the Kinks, released as a B-side, believe it or not, till the end of the day, and then on their album, which was the Kink Controversy, and the song that was released on the 19th of November 1965 in the United Kingdom. And as I say, before that, Rolling Stones, Under Cover of Night, and before them, we have the Jonas Brothers, by the way, and Don't Throw It Away. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just 30 seconds away from the bottom of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
about a special night out with a loved one. A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show. Right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a life, it's a star, it's a me, it's a bliss.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you on this Wednesday morning, WTW Boys and Girls. If you just joined us, welcome to Wednesday, 28 minutes exactly before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the items in the local news, looking at these in more detail a little bit later on this morning. The epidemiological report, of course, 3 people died in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19, reported the Ministry of Health. And in its epidemiological report of yesterday, they highlighted that they updated the death from a previous day, so the accumulated number of deaths in the country now amounts to 8,122. Now, regarding the new infections, the health authorities indicated 382 people were registered in the last 24 hours. They applied 7,350 tests, giving a positivity of 5.2%. Active cases, they total 3,030. 2,881 are in home isolation, and we have 149 patients in the hospitals. Those in isolation are divided into 2,843 at home and 38 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, those hospitalized, 127 patients in the wards and 22 in the intensive care units. The latest figures from the Ministry of Health highlight that at least 1.3 million people have already had the complete vaccination scheme against COVID-19, which is the 3 doses. According to the vaccination report, since January of 2021, 7,723,436 doses against the virus have been administered, of which 1,365,857 correspond to the booster or the third dose. Now, let's see, after 2 years of distance and blended classes, the 2022 school year began on Monday with a 5% increase in student enrollment in official schools and, wait for it, 15% drop in private schools. The Minister of Education, Maruja Gorde de Villalobos, recognised that they have a saturation in the official classrooms. She added that this year there has been the migration of almost 2,000 students, but the great migration occurred last year with more than 14,000 students. The situation adds urgency to the need to recover the learning lost in 2 years of the pandemic, she said. To meet the demand of users when face-to-face classes begin in schools, the Ministry of Health authorised 100% capacity in the Metro bus transport units. The ME Bus Company reported that about 10,000 trips will be made daily to mobilise more than 400,000 passengers. This will help meet the high demand for the routes more frequently in the morning, midday and in the evening hours. He said, this is the MeBus people. The first Superior Court of the First Judicial District of Panama ordered to allow the civil complaint filed by former President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal against the former Attorney General of the nation, Kenya Porcel. Porcel served as prosecutor from January the 1st of 2015 until January the 1st of 2020. The facts referred to by the plaintiff, though, consist of statements made by her in a personal capacity and not the product of an administrative act. The mayor of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, declared on Tuesday morning that he's not afraid of revoking his mandate because, well, he never violated the law. Fábrega insisted to journalists that he has always acted transparently and in accordance with the law. I can't say more because we haven't been notified. The lawyer, Roberto Ruiz Diaz, he is the one who submitted the request to start the revocation process for Fábrega, recalled that more than 200,000 signatures are needed to be collected to make his request effective. The Court of Honour of the Cambio Democrático CD party rejected an appeal for reconsideration presented by a group of 15 deputies to whom the group's Attorney General is following a disciplinary process that would lead for the revocation of their mandate. More information on that in the look at the news at 8 and 9. And the revelations of the La Prensa newspaper that detail that one of the main contractors of the state, this is Bagatrack S.A., sold by triangulation to the president of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, and influential deputy of the National Assembly, Benicio Robinson, a farm in Boquete in Chiriquí, close to the area, where the company was simultaneously carrying out improvement works on public infrastructure, and this now requires an exhaustive investigation, say La Prensa. The Colombian Attorney General's office requested before a judge this Tuesday, March the 8th, that criminal lawyer Diego Cadena be sent to prison. This was after he travelled to Panama, despite the fact that a home arrest measure had been imposed on him. Last February, Cadena, who is being prosecuted for the alleged crimes of procedural fraud and witness bribery, travelled to Panama City. The international media have published that one of the proofs of Cadena's contempt is a photograph in which he is seen sitting in a restaurant in a hotel in Panama. And that's about it. Yep, that's it. More information on those stories a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Time right now, though, is 22 minutes. That's before the hour of 7.
Last night at the fancy dress ball, I was dancing with all the queens and the lords, when a tall and mystic man took me by the hand and began dancing my heart away. Domino.
Mastery.
Best place to be in the mornings.
Singing about Saturday night, that was Marzad Marashi there, and called Saturday Night. Don't worry, won't be long. We are in Wednesday. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 15 before 7 o'clock. Before that, by the way, it was Domino by Donna Summer. Now, just taking a little look here on my laptop, because I got some information in this morning. Remember we mentioned yesterday that Apple were going to announce some new devices or whatever? I don't know if you caught up with it, but they did. They said here, during yesterday's peak performance event, Apple unveiled a handful of upgraded devices, new colorways and Apple TV Plus perks, and they also bid adieu, apparently, to a long-standing iMac. Now, the latest devices, they said a new iPhone SE, Apple's cheapest and most popular model, has been upgraded with the new A15 Bionic silicone chip. I could do it one of those. And we'll have improved camera capabilities. It'll come in black, white, and red. A new iPad Air starting at $600. The new iPad Air runs on the same M1 processor as the iPad Pro and some MacBooks, making it about 60% faster than the 2020 version, said the company. If you bought the 2021, I bet you're a little bit annoyed now, aren't you? The Mac Studio, the new desktop computer, resembles the Mac Mini desktop line, but with more power and higher price, starting at, wait for it, $1,999. At least it didn't cost $2,000. Going green, Apple introduced two new colors for the iPhone 13 lineup, Alpine Green and Green. Any other colour that you might want, as long as it's green. Well, that's it. That's what Apple were up to yesterday.
I remember what you wore on the first day. You came into my life and I felt, hey, you know, this could be something. Cause everything you do and words you say, you know that it all takes my breath away. And now I'm left with nothing. So maybe it's true that I can't live without you. And maybe too.
Thank you. go. That is Boys Like Girls featuring Taylor Swift there. And two is better than one. 9 minutes away from the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Depressing. And 7:30, we'll look at some of the international business news this morning as well. Even more depressing. And also between 7 and 7:30, we'll take a look and see what the weather's going to be doing today. That'll cheer us up, won't it? Well, we hope so. What have we got lined up for you this morning? Normally on a Wednesday, we would have Andreas here with the movie review. Unfortunately, he's not with us. I have it on good authority, in other words, Yasmin, he's on his way up to Miami as we speak. I think it's all to do, remember, he went and did the, he did a pilot thingy or an interview to get a part. May have been successful, hopefully. Keep our fingers crossed for him. No Andreas this morning, but later on in the last hour today, we're going to be chatting with Catherine Buckstrand. About Grammar Dance, and they have a new production coming up, and we're going to be talking all about that. That's in the last hour of this morning's program. We'll check in with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. We'll have a word with Yasmin as well a little bit later on to see how she got on yesterday. She went to a nice event yesterday. Going back in time. Avenues and Alleyways. Tony Christie.
Baby, my little lady, dream till the sunrise, creeps into your eyes, dream till the sunrise.
Hey, there we go. Avenues and Alleyways. And that was by the British singer, songwriter, and actor Tony Christie, and it was the theme song for a television series over there in the UK called The Protectors, and it was that was a British television series, an action thriller created by Gerry Anderson. In actual fact, it was Gerry Anderson's second TV series to exclusively use live actors as opposed to marionettes. Remember those he used to do? It was Thunderbird and things like that. That song, 1963, that was released. It also peaked at number 26 on the UK singles chart on its original release, and had only reached number 37. Never mind. It is included in the soundtrack of the 2000 movie as well, Love, Honour and Obey, starring Ray Winston and Jude Law. We got no movie review this morning, but this is Two Door Cinema Club, just simply called Once.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows Las Vegas style in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
Oh. What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are our friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
And it is indeed the best place to be in the mornings. Lovely to have you with us this morning. 2 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Looking at some of the international news for this Wednesday, Russia announced a new ceasefire in Ukraine on Wednesday to let civilians flee besieged cities. After days of mostly failed promises that have left hundreds of thousands trapped without access to medicine or fresh water. Wednesday's announcement of silence was similar to the one on Tuesday that promised safe passage from the cities of Kiev, Kharkiv, Chernihiv, Sumy, and Mariupol. So far, only one corridor has been opened out of Sumy on Tuesday. Russia warned the West on Wednesday that it was working on a broad response to sanctions that would be swift and felt in the West's most sensitive areas. Russia's economy is facing the gravest crisis since the 1991 fall of the Soviet Union, after the West imposed crippling sanctions on almost entire Russian financial and corporate system following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Russia's reaction will be swift, thoughtful and sensitive for those it addresses, Dmitry Berchevsky, the director of the Foreign Ministry's Department for Economic Cooperation, was quoted as saying by the RIA news agency. Heat, water and power supplies and phone connections are working normally in the Ukraine capital, Kiev. Deputy Mayor Mykola Provorostnik said on television on Wednesday. It was also said, he said, that the authorities hope to evacuate many more people from the bombarded communities of Irpin, Bucha and Hostomel in the Kiev region. Russia will achieve its goal by ensuring Ukraine's neutral status and would prefer to do that through talks, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova said on Wednesday. Moscow's aims do not include overthrowing the Kyiv government, and it hopes to achieve more significant progress in the next round of talks with Ukraine. Zakharova told a briefing, adding that Russia's military operation was going strictly in line with its plan. Moves by US-led NATO have pushed tension between Russia and Ukraine to a breaking point, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said on Wednesday. At a daily news briefing, he urged the United States to take China's concerns seriously and avoid undermining its rights or interests in handling the Ukraine issue and ties with Russia. Iran's chief negotiator in nuclear talks with world powers in Vienna, Ali Bagheri Khani, returned to the Austrian capital on Wednesday morning after consultations in Tehran. Iranian semi-official ISNA news agency reported on Wednesday. The 2015 deal that lifted sanctions on Iran in return for curbs on its nuclear program is within touching distance of being restored after 11 months of talks. Iran said on Wednesday that an Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed 4 people, including 2 Iranian Revolutionary Guards officers, would be avenged. Syrian state media said the other 2 victims of Monday's strike on Damascus were civilians, while the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights identified them as pro-Iran Syrian militiamen. South Koreans went to the polls on Wednesday to elect a new president who will shape Asia's fourth largest economy, riven by gender and generational divides, face off with a confrontational North Korea, and guide the country's rising status in the world. The campaign was marked by surprises, scandals and smears, but the policy stakes are high for the country's 52 million residents and whoever they elect to be president for the next 5 years. A summit between United States President Joe Biden and the leaders of the Association of Southeastern Asian Nations, ASEAN, due to be held later this month, has been postponed, and organizers will seek a new date, Cambodia's foreign minister advised Reuters. It has been postponed to a later date because some ASEAN leaders cannot attend the meeting on the proposed dates, Minister Prak Sokhon said in a text message. Cambodia is the current chair of the ASEAN. Britain said on Wednesday that it had impounded a plane connected to a Russian billionaire under new aviation sanctions, which give authorities the power to detain any Russian aircraft and to ban exports of aviation or space-related goods to Russia. The measures to strengthen action against the Russian aircraft mean it is a criminal offence for any to fly or land in the United Kingdom. A British government source said that the private jet was linked to Eugene Shivda, a billionaire business associate of Roman Abramovich, the owner of the Chelsea soccer club. Schindler could not immediately be reached for comment. That's it. That's the international news. We'll take a look at the international business news a little bit later on, around about 7:30, which will have repercussions for us all. After we've had this, sanction on Russian oil into the United States. Anyway, more about that later on. Back to the music. Oh, this sounds futuristic, doesn't it? It is, in actual fact, the Cars. And the song is called Magic. That's what we've got for you. Plenty of magic going through to 10 o'clock this morning. We'll be right back. There we go, definitely. Yes, that is magic, and it comes from Cars, which, well, that's really quite a good lead-in.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Two in a row. We started off with First Choice, an armed and extremely dangerous Calling All Cars, and followed on there Duran Duran and What Happens Tomorrow. Let me just say a quick good morning to Mary Lou. She just dropped this little note here this morning. Because we mentioned earlier on when we were looking at the local news about now the buses, the ME bus, 100% occupancy in order to get everybody backwards and forwards to school. Mary wishes everybody a good day and says, I don't understand why we're not allowed to dance with a little bit of distance between each other, but you find all day the metro buses and metros are overloaded. It's just so uncomfortable. You know, I tell you what, I must admit, I've got to the stage now with the numbers that we have, is I just don't understand why we are still wearing masks when we're outside. It doesn't make any sense to me. People are getting coronavirus, the Omicron variant, whether they're wearing masks or not. Everybody's going to get it. Our numbers are coming way down. Just tell me, why are we still wearing masks when we're outside? It's, you know, most of the countries now don't even wear masks. I went to somewhere in Panama at the weekend and they weren't wearing masks either because it was all outdoors. But, you know, it's getting a little bit too much. Anyway, I digress, because we're going to take a look at the weather. That'll cheer us up this morning, won't it? We'll see. We'll start over there in Costa Rica, as we do in the province of Colón. We're looking at 29 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today, 22 degrees being the minimum, 34 degrees Celsius, that is the thermal sensation over there today, which is rather pleasant, I must admit. The relative humidity is down 78%, the relative humidity. Chance of isolated showers, though, during the course of this morning, this afternoon. Tonight, though, that will be, it'll be partially cloudy. Now, let's take a look at West Panama for today. Over on this side of the isthmus, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 34 degrees thermal sensation, again, not too uncomfortable, with 71% relative humidity. During the course of this morning, it is going to be clear. And in the afternoon, chance of those isolated showers. And tonight, well, it's going to be clear again. Moving along the coast to us here in the metropolitan region, is it going to be quite as nice for us here? Well, we've got 30 degrees Celsius being our maximum temperature for today, 23 degrees being the minimum, 35 degrees the thermal sensation, relative humidity at 75%. It's not clear this morning, although I can't tell you right now it's clear, but it says partially cloudy during the course of the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and it will be clear tonight. Now, out in the Gulf of Panama, let's take a look. Now, they've got, I'll tell you what, they've got a higher relative humidity than the rest of us, but they've got a good thermal sensation. Anyway, 28 degrees Celsius, that'll be the maximum temperature out there, which is quite cool, really, isn't it? 24 will be the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, so it's going to be rather nice. Relative humidity is up there at 87%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. You've got it, isolated showers, chance of those in the afternoon, and it will be clear tonight. Looks like we're all in for a nice night tonight, doesn't it? Moving over to maritime conditions for today, starting with the tides. I know a lot of you like to know what's happening with the tides. Starting on the Pacific, low tide, that was nice and early this morning at 2:09. That was 0.52 of a metre. High tide, that's going to be at 8:16 this morning, 3.87 metres. Low tide again, 2:25 in the afternoon, 0.85 of a metre. High tide, 8:31 p.m. And that's going to be 3.96 metres. Now, on the Caribbean, we've got high tide. That was at 6:07 this morning, 0.3 of a metre. Low tide, 1:41 this afternoon. That'll be minus 0.06 of a metre. We've got high tide again, 7:26 in the evening. That'll be 0.06 of a metre. And low tide, the last one, 11:29 p.m. And that'll be 0.03 of a metre. I like this. I mean, could we look at this in sort of feet and inches? The high tide, 6:07 this morning, was 1 foot. And then we go down to minus 2 inches. Then we go to plus 2 inches. And then we go to plus 1 inch. It's great over there, isn't it? Keep your boat anywhere. And now let's take a look and see if we've got any advisories for you today if you're going out into the water. Starting off with the Caribbean, good conditions for this morning. Very light winds come down certainly since yesterday. 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the west-southwest in the morning. Waves, though, they're up there at 3 feet. That's for the morning. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing. Not much of a change with the wind speed, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour. It will be coming from the north in the afternoon, and no change with regards to the waves either. They're remaining at 3 feet. On the Pacific coast, we are looking at this morning, let's just get that up on the screen. We've got good conditions for you, no advisories. The wind, though, quite brisk at 23 to 28 kilometres an hour, coming from the north during the morning. Waves on the Pacific, same today as on the Caribbean, 3 feet. In the afternoon, though, those waves are going to come down to 1 foot. Winds are going to drop 12 to 17 kilometres an hour, coming from the east in the afternoon. So that's it. There we go. There's your weather for this Wednesday.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Yeah!
the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Oh, there we are. They call themselves Fun, and we are young. I tell you what, saying that, I remember when I was young. It was a long time ago. Here on The Breakfast Show, let's see what we're doing time-wise. We're half past the hour, so we're going to take this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Oh, yeah. Don't touch that dial.
Kisses on your body were like heaven, we were taking it slow. Tangled in the sheets until the evening, there was nowhere to go. Shapes tracing shadows of rain down your back. Oh, kisses on your body in my memory, baby. Nothing comes close. It was the summer of love, a delicate daydream. And for a couple of months, it felt like we were 18. Yeah, it was the summer of. Calling you my señorita, didn't know how much I need ya. Hate it when I have to leave ya. I've been taking mental pictures for when I miss you in the winter. Staying up until the sunrise, praying it don't be the last time. It was the summer of love.
It was called The Summer of Love, and that was Shawn Mendes there, together with Taney. Right, we're going to take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. European stock indices clawed back some ground in early trading on Wednesday after 3 days of falls. This is as crude prices rose after the United States banned Russian oil imports. Western sanctions have cut Russia off from global trade and financial markets in response to its invasion of Ukraine, and oil prices only edged higher after the United States ban, which Goldman Sachs, analysts said that it had already been priced in. At 8:15 GMT, Brent crude futures were at $128.89 a barrel, up 0.6% on the day, while this was below Monday's high of $139.13. It was roughly double December's lows. Britain said that it would phase out importing Russian oil and oil products by the end of 2022, while the European Union published plans to cut its reliance on Russian gas by two-thirds this year. Europe is more dependent on Russian oil than the United States is. The pan-European Stoxx 600 index rose 2.6% after a four-day run of losses. Hard-hit banks, automakers and the travel and leisure sector led the gains in morning trade, with all of them rising more than 4% each. Chinese companies that defy US restrictions against exporting to Russia may be cut off from American equipment and software that they need to make their products, US Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo told the New York Times. The United States could essentially shut down Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corp. Or any Chinese companies defying U.S. sanctions by continuing to supply chips and other advanced technology to Russia, Raimondo said in an interview published on Tuesday. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has signed a law on using the country's Rainy Day National Wealth Fund to buy OFZ government bonds and stocks, the RIA news agency reported Wednesday. Putin also signed a series of laws enabling a new capital amnesty designed to encourage people to return money or financial instruments to Russia without facing tax or other penalties. Bitcoin led a rally in cryptocurrencies on Wednesday after what appeared to be a prematurely published US Treasury statement allayed market worries about sudden tightening of US rules around digital assets. In a statement that briefly appeared on the Treasury website before it was taken down, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said a still pending executive order on virtual currencies from President Joe Biden calls for a coordinated and comprehensive approach to digital asset policy that will support responsible innovation. CoinDesk carried an archived version of the release. United States officials have demanded Venezuela supply at least a portion of oil exports to the United States as part of any agreement to ease oil trading sanctions on the OPEC member nation. Two people close to the matter reported. United States President Joe Biden on Tuesday banned U.S. imports of Russian oil in retaliation for the invasion of Ukraine, ramping up economic pressure on a key Venezuelan ally. U.S. diplomats have worked to find energy supplies worldwide that can help compensate for disruption to Russian oil and gas exports caused by sanctions or a war. U.S. officials met Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in Caracas for the first bilateral talks in years on Saturday. The outlook for Peru's economy is very uncertain, and downside risks prevail, despite a strong rebound in gross domestic product last year, the International Monetary Fund said in a report published on Monday. The IMF said that after posting GDP growth of 13.3% in 2021, Peru's economy is expected to expand by 3% in 2022 as external conditions tighten and the policy stimulus is withdrawn. The London Metal Exchange was forced to halt nickel trading and cancel trades after prices doubled on Tuesday to more than $100,000 per ton in a surge sources blame on short covering by one of the world's top producers. The London Metal Exchange's shock move came as Western sanctions threatened supply from major producer Russia and marked the biggest crisis to hit the 145-year-old exchange in decades. And United States liquefied natural gas, LNG exporters, are emerging as big winners of Europe's supply crisis as they export record volumes to the European Union for the third consecutive month at prices that have rallied since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. European gas prices have hit all-time highs just as exporters of LNG in the United States completed projects that had been under development for years to deliver abundant shale gas supplies to international markets. That's it. Some of the things in the world of business here on this morning's breakfast show. If you keep an eye on the time, we are 21 and a half minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock. There's a nice one, Bobby Gentry, and I'll never fall in love again. That's what we all say, isn't it? getting back to Mary Lou. Mary Lou dropped us a little line, and she was talking about the bus services. She says here, you know what's worse? She says, on the peak hours, there are many buses with the sign, Movement of Panama. In other words, we move Panama, meaning basically that they're out of service. A few buses pass, are packed, and at least four are out of service. Now, the public transport gives very bad service, she says here. Says it takes me over 1.5 hours to get to work or home, which is normally 20 minutes commuting with normal traffic. Yeah, I know, it's tough, isn't it? And anyway, I tell you what, Bucia, because you asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning, which we're more than happy to. This will help you get to work. Gloria Estefan is what you asked for, and it's this one. Hoy.
Tengo marcado en el pecho todos los días que el tiempo no me dejó estar aquí. Tengo una fe que madura, que va conmigo y me cura desde que te conocí. Tengo una huella perdida entre tu sombra y la mía que no me deja mentir. Soy una moneda en la fuente, tú mi deseo pendiente, mis ganas de revivir.
Tengo una mañana constante y una acuarela esperando verte pintado de azul. Tengo tu amor y tu suerte y un camino. Playa y un pueblo que me acompañan de noche cuando no estás junto a mí. Tengo una mañana constante y una acuarela esperando verte pintado de azul. Tengo tu amor y tu suerte y un caminito empinado. Tengo el mar del otro lado, tú eres mi norte y mi sur. Hoy voy a verte. Voy a verte de nuevo, voy a envolverme en tu ropa, susurrame en tu silencio, cuando me veas llegar. Hoy voy a verte de nuevo, voy a alegrar tu tristeza, vamos a hacer una fiesta para que este amor crezca más.
It's time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre. Check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now. Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a top entertainment aerialist starting March 17th all the way through March. You don't want to miss this show. She is from Ukraine, has an amazing story, went through Poland to get out of Ukraine. We have her here, and she wants to perform her heart out for all of us here in Panama. So make sure you get online, get your tickets now, get on WhatsApp or Instagram and book your ticket through there. You do not want to miss it. This will be sold out shows.
Everybody gather round and listen to my song. I've only got one. We who are young should now take a stand. Don't run from the burdens of women and men. Continue to give, continue to live for what you know is right. Most of your life can be out of sight. Withdraw from the darkness and look to the light. For everyone's free, at least that's the way it's supposed to be. We just
keep on keeping on.
We just
keep on.
Many things that we have learned, but they too will soon admit that there's still a lot of love among us, and there's still a lot of faith, war, and trust. When we
keep on keeping on,
before we dismiss, one thing I insist. When you have your young, remember this song.
and our world surroundings. There's leaps and bounds, ups and downs, is reality. Teach them to be strong, and when they are grown, they can proudly imply that we were an alright guy. For all the wrong now is right, this nation's people are now united as one. And we just
keep on keeping on.
We just
keep on keeping on.
Many think that we have blown it, but they too will soon admit that there's still a lot of love on us. And there's still a lot of faith, war, and trust when we
keep on.
Keeping on, y'all. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. We got to move on up, y'all. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. Some years back I remember, still in my life so well. My mama made this one more clip, and I found it never fails. Never wear it too long about what goes wrong. Today it's all wrong.
Curtis Mayfield and Keep On Keeping On. 9 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Don't forget 8 o'clock, we'll take a look at the news. Joining us in the last hour of this morning's programme, we've got Catherine Buxton, chatting to us from Grammar Dance. They have a new production coming up. Also, they have a ticket to give away as well. So that's in the last hour of this morning's programme. Renee, good morning. Renee is agreeing with us. She says, we need to loosen up our mask mandates. Washington and Oregon states, where our daughters live, are lifting all mask mandates starting this Friday. I know a lot of very happy people. Yeah, I must have been. I just, with the way this is going at the moment, and as I said, with the Omicron, this was, I always wear my mask, and I got it. It was sort of getting around despite the mask, and I think it's about time we let it loose. Numbers are toppling, so come on. Let's join the rest of the world.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you'd be mesmerized. Oh, we'll find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night. No, don't go yet. Night is yours, just a little more. Don't go yet.
There we go. That's good, wasn't it? There was Camila Cabello there, and don't go yet. Sounds like a little bit of a party going on there, doesn't it? Five before the hour of 8 o'clock. Take us up towards the top of the hour. Don't forget about me from Simple Minds. There we go, there's it, Simple Minds, and don't you forget about me. Don't forget, we're going right through to 8 o'clock, still to come on this morning's programme. We'll be checking in the next hour, we'll have a word with Ingrid, or Ingrid will be giving us our everyday story of country folk, and we'll also check in with Yasmin. She went off to an event yesterday, see how that all went, and yeah, and plenty of great music. Oh, don't forget, last hour, we've got Catherine Buxton. She's going to be with us from Grammar Dance. As I say, they have a brand new production coming up. She'll be telling us all about that. And what is more, she has a ticket to give away.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
Whoa!
Look out, baby, 'cause here I come.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Started off those two with the Temptations and Get Ready.
Yeah!
And this is Randy Crawford and Street Life. If you keep an eye on the time, we are 24 minutes and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry! Hey, Yags, how you doing? I'm watching the sun rising over some beautiful towers in Panama City. Oh, is that a beautiful morning. Oh, yes, I did drive into the city, and it is beautiful. I got the sound of my city pumping in my ears. Oh, yeah. Been working, getting a lot of stuff done. Got to get some things here all set up, cleaning up, getting an apartment ready to sell, getting a computer working and going on. Boy, the fun just never stops when you're here in Panama, especially when you're listening to Jerry and Yaz. And outside is the most beautiful Wayacan I have seen in such a long time. That beautiful yellow, I want to stand underneath it when the wind blows so I can have yellow snow fall. Well, maybe not yellow, well, yellow flowers falling on me, because I don't want yellow snow. I know what that stuff is. But it's beautiful. I always thought the Wayacans bloomed a little later in the year, but maybe it's climate change. Maybe it's just they're early. I don't know. I do believe I see some jacarandas blooming as well. It's just amazing, the green and the color and that gorgeous, gorgeous yellow. Oh, it just takes my breath away. All right, well, I got to get myself moving along. Got to get some exercise going on, get that blood pumping, trying to drop some pounds that I put on. They call that the COVID bulge. Yeah. 2 years off and you got a lot of weight put back on. Some of you all were smart and you dieted and you exercised and you took care of yourselves. Some of us weren't so smart. We got some extra pounds on, so we're working to get them off. It is beautiful morning. I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy to see a Wayacan right outside my window. That is so beautiful. I can't stand it. I'm going to take a picture and send it to my mom. She hates yellow. Nah. Yeah, she does. She really hates yellow, but it is so pretty. She might say, oh, what a pretty tree. It would be better if it wasn't yellow. All right. Anyways, keep washing those hands. Stay away from each other. And back to you in the studio.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. In the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
There we go, yes, there's some more stories about summer in the city. That's The Loving Spoonful from the United States American band. It was written by John Sebastian, Mark Sebastian and Steve Boone, and released a single. This was going back in July of 1966, included on the album Hums of the Loving Spoonful later that year. It was the fifth of their pieces of music to break the top 10 in the US, and they're only to reach number one, a departure from the band's sort of lighter sound. And the recording features, well, it sort of has a bit of a harder rock style. Now, moving on, talk about summer in the city. Moving out of we're still in the city, but just on the outskirts, I guess, to Albrook. Renee sent us some lovely pictures in. She's got this beautiful bird, a couple of birds there, all very colourful. She didn't tell me what it was called. because we don't know. Yasmin's into birds. She's not sure what it's called either. But I did have it on my T-shirt yesterday, which was a T-shirt that was brought back from a friend from... It was brought back from Nicaragua. It had a picture of that bird on the T-shirt. She's also sent me a picture of a beautiful guaycan. It's not guaycan. What is the... let me have a word with my dictionary in the corner. Yasmin, what's... Is it not guaycan, is it?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, it is a guaycan. Because I keep always getting it mixed up with the bird. Oh, it's a guacamaya.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, which bird?
Begins with a G.
No, and the other bird, I do know.
Oh, you do know what it is?
Yes, it's a motmot.
I beg your pardon?
Or momoto.
A what?
Momoto or motmot.
A motmot. Well, that sounds like an Indian sort of three-wheeler motorbike.
Yeah, maybe.
And the other
one
sounds a bit like a mojito.
I guess it's an Indian name.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's a beautiful bird.
It's beautiful, isn't it? The color's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that long tail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. So anyway, we got it right. So that's a guaycan, not a guacamaya. I'm doing well here, aren't I?
Exactly.
Hey, we'll talk to you in a little bit because we want to find out what you're doing yesterday.
Okay.
So don't go away.
Okay.
Renee, I did, in actual fact, ask if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. Comes from Foreigner, Jukebox Hero. Don't exist anymore, do they, jukeboxes?
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall, then like a distant scream, he heard one guitar.
Jukebox Hero,
I'm
driving
in time.
He's a jukebox hero,
I'm
driving
in time.
tell you what, there's one going back in time. Elton John there and Pinball Wizard following on from the jukebox. Jukebox Hero from Foreigner. You heard that one before, yes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Pinball Wizard. But the thing is, it was all based on a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie was called Tommy, which was it was written and directed by Ken Russell. And it was really a cult movie at the time, based upon The Who's 1969 rock opera album, Tommy, about a psychosomatically deaf, mute and blind boy who becomes pinball champion and religious leader. And it features a star-studded ensemble. You've got Roger Daltrey, who played the title role, Anne Margaret, Oliver Reed, Eric Clapton was in it, Tina Turner, she played the Acid Queen, and Elton John, and also Jack Nicholson. How about that? If you haven't seen it, have you ever seen that movie yet?
No.
It's sort of weird. It became very much a cult movie. I mean, Ken Russell's direction was, he was well known for strange movies.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. I mean, and Tina Turner as the Acid Queen was sort of, and then was Uncle Ernie, who had a big raincoat that he used to keep opening.
That's interesting.
Yeah, no, it was fun. Of course, the music was brilliant. And that was from the movie, Elton John, singing Pinball Wizard.
Nice.
So there we go. Yeah, there we go. We learn something every day.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me, how did you get on yesterday?
Oh, well, yesterday, yes, we were there very early in Panama Viejo because we were learning about seabirds and migratory birds.
Oh, okay.
And this is with the organization of Audubon Panama and Audubon International. And we did that first in the morning. And then we went to Juan Diaz.
Okay.
To the mangrove swamp. Yeah, and that was very interesting. We had to walk like for 30 minutes. And then we arrived to... They made a tower where they can measure humidity, temperature, and a lot of different things for their project. And this is a project that they got the donation from the UK embassy, the UK government.
Oh, wonderful, great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and of course they are going to do a lot of projects with this donation, and they were explaining what they are going to do, and yeah, we learned a lot about mangroves and the benefits.
Yeah, they're very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, apart from anything else, I find them amazing because they basically grow in salt water, don't they?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So, very, very important because they protect the coastline, everything.
Yeah, and all of them are different because I've seen the mangroves here in Veracruz.
Mm-hmm.
And the area looks amazing. It's like a fantasy world.
Uh-huh.
But when you go to this one in Juan Diaz, it looks so different. Because they are different, there are like more than 7 different types of mangroves.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they are so different, the area and the trees. So they are also doing another project in Parita.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that maybe we can go someday there. And they said also it's totally different, the trees and the area. So this is very interesting.
When we went to stay out there at Playa Bonita, if you go onto the beach there, if you go sort of to the left-hand side, go right down to the end, they've got an area there where it's mangrove. And it's really interesting because I always thought of them as being sort of rather low.
Mm-hmm.
But these were like trees.
Oh, okay.
And like you said, it was a bit surreal when you were walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But yeah, incredible. Okay, so you learned something.
Yeah, the one that we saw yesterday at Juan Diaz, yes, there were like just regular trees that I've never saw that one before, because the ones at Veracruz are totally different, yeah.
Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so educational, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, and there were a lot of journalists from different countries.
Really?
So I was amazed talking to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I met very, very nice people there.
Oh, great. So it's much better than being in here, then.
Someone said.
Oh, who?
It's better.
Was it the British ambassador?
No.
Oh, okay.
One of the journalists. He said, this is better than being at the office.
Yes. This isn't an office. This is fun time.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. Well, yes. Look, next time, you can do this and I'll go.
Oh, yeah. You have to go someday, you know.
You'll have to learn how to use this.
Yes.
Only a few knobs and buttons. And that reminds me because, remember we had the contest, didn't we, with Call FM about getting somebody to do a program. So we got a couple of ladies in me that wanted to be on the breakfast show.
Exactly. Hopefully they're going to be here next week.
Yeah, hopefully we'll do one mm-hmm. because what we're thinking of doing is giving them an hour of the program
mm-hmm.
to do their thing.
Yeah.
So we'll probably do, but they need to come in first because we need to sort out a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them a little bit about how to go about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, want it to be better than what I do.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. So that'd be fun. That'd be something else to keep us updated. And anything else exciting happening this week?
Well, tonight is the presentation for the media of this play that we're going to talk today with.
Oh, okay.
With Drama Dance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll be there tonight. And I'll tell you tomorrow. How was it?
Oh, your life is so busy. Okay, and we're talking to Catherine. Now, Catherine's got a ticket to give away as well, hasn't she?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, so mm-hmm. we'll talk to her. It's going to be in the last hour of this morning's programme, probably around about 9:25, mm-hmm. 9:30. All right, yes. Well, back to the music, I guess.
Okay.
I think I've got a little bit of a story. I've got three tracks. Let's see if we can make a little story out of them. We're going to start in a small town. And we're going to start in a small town with Mr. John Kruger. Mellencamp.
Yeah.
ago, yes. John Cougar Mellencamp in a small town. And I tell you what, if you just wandered down the street in this little small town, you'd come across Sleepy Joe's Cafe. And who would you have found in Sleepy Joe's Cafe? Well, believe it or not, just look over there at the table. That's Bruce Springsteen.
There's a place out on the highway across the San Bernardino line, where the truckers and the bikers gather every night at the same time. Seven, the band comes in and locals dance the night away. Sleepy Joe's Cafe. I drive on down from the big town Friday when the clock strikes five. As the red sun sets in the ocean, I start to come alive. Summer girls in the parking lot slap on their makeup.
There we go, yes, Bruce Springsteen there at Sleepy Joe's Cafe. Just wander a bit further down the street, you find it a little bit more refined. You find Susan Vega and DNA there. Where? Oh, Tom Diner.
A story of an actor who had died while he was
does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and now she's straightening her stockings. Her hair has gotten wet. The morning, as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral, I am thinking of your voice.
Yes, there she is, enjoying Tom's Diner, Susan Vega and DNA there. I tell you what, there's a song with real lyrics. Story going all the way through that. It's really good. Right, earlier on this morning on the programme, we played a track cut by the Kinks. And I've got another track now. This is Paul Davis from the Kinks. The reason I'm playing this one, was actually played. This is a recording that they used for the closing ceremony of the London Olympics. And it's the Kinks song, Waterloo Sunset. So Ray Davis is here. He's doing it with the London Symphony Orchestra. One of my favourites, Waterloo Sunset.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, flowing into the night? People so busy, make me feel dizzy, taxi light shines so bright. But I don't need no friends. As long as I gaze on Waterloo Sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. The chilly, chilly evening time, Waterloo Sunset's fine. Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station, every Friday night. But I am so lazy, don't want to wander, I stay at home at night. But I don't feel afraid. Whenever I gaze on Waterloo Sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. Chilly, chilly is evening time. Waterloo Sunset's fine. Millions of people swarming like flies round Waterloo Underground. But Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. And they don't need no friends. As long as they gaze on Waterloo Sunset, they are in paradise. Waterloo Sunset's fine.
Oh, there we go. Yes, so that is the Ray Davis there together, as I said, with the London Symphony Orchestra and the Urban Voices Collective. Here on The Breakfast Show, we're just making our way to the top of the hour. It is time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre, check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now, Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a tribute to Michael Jackson and Freddie Mercury starting March 17th. These shows will only be for 2 weeks, so you don't want to miss them. You want to buy your tickets online or go to their WhatsApp and make a reservation to hold your seat. This will be a sold-out show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
Cherry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. Michael says he's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go.
That shape is my shame, there where I used to stand.
22 minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Still to come in a few minutes' time, we'll be connecting up with Catherine Buxton from Grammadance, talking about their event which is coming up. And I also know she's got a ticket to give away as well. But still to come on this morning's breakfast show. And this is Everything She Wants. Wham!
Thank you. of my life standing around skating by. I never thought to stop and just ask myself why. I don't even feel like myself. I don't even feel like myself. Some days you wake up walking on the wrong side. A face in the mirror, your reflection won't look you in the eye. Too scared.
Because the beautiful voice of Paul Charles there, and don't feel like myself. I feel like that most of the time, and I know just what she's going through. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 29, making our way to 29 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock here on 89.3, Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And it's nice to welcome back to the Breakfast Show, be it Zooming this morning. Good morning to you, Catherine. How are you?
Good morning. Very good, Jerry. And how are you?
I'm fine. You look very relaxed there, I must say.
Hi, Jasmine. Well, I am. I'm actually in Austin.
Oh, really?
Well, it's an hour before.
Okay. What are you doing in Austin?
Family.
Oh, nice.
I have family here.
Oh, lovely. Yes. Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Well, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, always happy to be in your show.
And I see you've been busy. You've got a new production coming up.
Yes. We're trying hard, Jerry. You know, with all this, with mm-hmm. the pandemic and mm-hmm. everything, it's difficult to find sponsors,
right?
You know, for the arts.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are. We always keep on going with the work.
No, absolutely. I mean, how much of a, you know, I mean, it must have been, I know we've spoken before, but you know, have you found, like, with performers now, after, you know, as we're gradually coming out of this, you're getting more people getting involved with you?
Yes. The great thing about it is that we find that people in general are trying to find new experiences.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. Different things to do than before, mm-hmm. just in general. And that is great, because I think it also has to do with the fact that when we were in confinement, people were looking at different things on TV,
right.
Shows, music, different kinds of arts to relax and enjoy their time in mm-hmm. confinement.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be one of the reasons. So it is nice, and we're always trying to find different opportunities, different creative work,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
always thinking about new things. To provide that experience for people.
And tell me a little bit about, because this is Sin Retorno, so no return.
Sin Retorno, exactly, no return would be the actual translation.
Mm-hmm.
It is the work of a director, Angelica Cunha, from
mm-hmm.
Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And she directs the dancers, Jimena Eleta de Sierra, Andrea González, Leo Bermúdez, and a guest actor, and that would be Ángel Gutiérrez. So it's four mm-hmm. of them. And actually what they do is not only get directed by Angelica, they are co-creators of this work.
Okay.
And it is about, we don't want to say that it's only the experience of Angelica, but in general, in Latin America, the vicious cycle of poverty and debt, pretty much, and how it is so difficult to get out of it.
Absolutely.
That's why no return is kind of like a circle, you know, vicious cycle. They have been working for months, actually, even since last year. It was introduced to the dancers, the movement Continuum. And what they have done is mix the experience of Compañía Gramo Dance, of vertical dance and contemporary dance, with the new quality of movement that Angelica creates called Continuum.
Okay,
so
I was just going to ask you, because I mean, the story you were telling me, the subject matter, how easy is it to actually put something like that into dance?
Well, and that's the challenge. That's the challenge, to be able to pick a theme, and then it's kind of like a movie. You don't want to tell too much,
right?
You have
right.
to go see it. And be able to tell your own story, because the movement is expression, but also we want the audience to be able to create their own narrative. Yes. And then it is, you know, she, Angelica, picked this theme. However, every dancer creates their own story. And like I said, it took months. Before, it was only, you know, the piece had been created in a month. But even last year is before creating the quality of movement together to be able then to develop the movements that will tell a story. So, yeah, it is a difficult theme.
It would be. So, yeah, because, I mean, in a way, it's, you know, a subjective thing. I mean, everybody would have their own interpretation, I guess, which is what you're looking for.
Yes. And I, you know, that's the thing about art. We have to, it's great to do comedy and do other, you know, other things in art. But then as you, as a dancer and as an interpreter, you're looking for more challenges as what to express. With your art, and going as an audience, going to see a show of any type of art, you're always thinking you should be open to different feelings and different things. Art, you know, dance especially is expression. It can either be social criticism, you know. It's a way to express many different things.
And tell me, I mean, one of the things you mentioned here is one of the things to bear in mind for our listeners, if you're interested in going along with this, people over 14 years of age. So, little bit of a, I don't know, what would be the type of topic that would make it, violence, domestic violence? I mean, that's something that this is something that comes to mind when you talk about the actual issue. In other words, you know, finances and debt and this ever sort of recycling things, that sadly that's one of the elements that does get bought into it.
Exactly. That there is an issue, you know, in the piece about all those things, domestic violence, you know, relationships between men and women and things that can be in, you know, desperation. And that's the reason there's no nudity. It's just that those are topics that need to be treated by, you know, 14 and above.
Absolutely.
However, we do have, you know, for our social program, our children of the social program, we have a psychologist talking to them and everything and seeing the piece so they can see it. These are children from about 14 years old. And so they can have a discussion. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just so they can have a discussion and have a learning experience out of it, too.
Okay.
So that's the reason why. And we just want to make sure that parents are able to decide if they want mm-hmm. their children mm-hmm. To know about these topics or not.
Okay.
Pretty yeah, much.
Good point. Now, mm-hmm. this is starting tomorrow, I believe, right?
It would be March 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got yes. Thursday, tomorrow Thursday,
mm-hmm.
Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. sharp.
Okay. Sharp. That's English
are,
time.
Yes. English. And the reason why, you know our space.
Sure. You can't have people coming in and out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You break the whole thing,
sure.
you know,
mm-hmm.
the whole experience. So it's at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $20, and you can find them. You can go straight to our website, Gramodance,
mm-hmm.
with S.org, or in Ticket Plus. You can find our tickets. And what we're doing is we have different ranges of tickets. Actually, it's $20 the minimum. But we suggest that people, if they want to donate,
mm-hmm.
we don't have any sponsors. So they donate besides buying the ticket, but it's not necessary. We want people to be able to come and see it. We need the vaccination cards. We'll be checking vaccination cards.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we will require the mask at all times during the performance. And that is for safety of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So.
Yeah, go on, Catherine.
Also, ways to get to our performing space is ways Cielo with X, Gramo Dance with S. And that's the, you know, to get the address.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 203-6287. If you want more information, or just get on our website and you'll be able to find the...
Oh,
we actually have one that says Boletos Sin Retorno,
oh, okay.
where you can get all the information. We would be happy to have everyone and see the show.
All right, perfect. And we're going to put mm-hmm. that information on our website today as well. Now, the other thing is, what I want you to do is think of a question, because I know you've got a ticket to give away for somebody who wants to go to one of those nights. We'll need to know which night you want to go, etc., and some details. I'm not sure we'll have time to make sure that somebody gets it today, but we will do it over the next, we'll do it tomorrow as well. But what sort of question would you like to ask, Catherine?
So they're supposed to guess this question?
Yeah, they're supposed to give an answer to the question. It could be something to do with this performance they've got to look up, or something else to do with perhaps Grammar Dance.
Okay. Which one? What's the name of the director of Sin Retorno?
Okay.
The first person that answers that question will get the ticket.
Okay. What's the name of the director of Sin Retorno? And
yes.
You can do that. You can either WhatsApp me on 677-188-22, or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162. So that's 677-188-22. You can WhatsApp us on that number. Please don't call that number. If you want to call Yasmin on 223-5162. First person we hear from will get that ticket. So that's excellent. Excellent, Catherine. And anyway, how are you yourself? All okay?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing very good. Always trying to create more new work. And actually, when we have these pieces like this,
mm-hmm.
We like to record them. We like to be able to, well, it's the exploitation part.
Okay.
We want to take it to festivals.
Oh, right, yeah.
And we mm-hmm. also want to create more work for the dancers,
mm-hmm.
the professional dancers and the people that work in this. So it's a continuous work with some of these pieces, you know, to continue mm-hmm. showing them.
Have mm-hmm. you ever sort of done, I mean, I was just thinking what some people are doing these days. I mean, for instance, Tamla Motown. Have you ever thought of doing sort of modern dance to something like that?
You mean to the,
music
of Motown?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, we... use different kinds of music, or sometimes the music has been produced for the show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not in this piece, but definitely. We're always looking for ways or creative work, you know, to do different things. But we haven't thought of that.
No, because I mean,
I'll talk to them.
Yeah, because I mean, they're doing all sorts of things. I mean, you know, one of the things I've noticed as well is that, like, some of the older people. In fact, the reason I just saw that, because I thought of that, was because I got an album not so long ago, where they've taken the Motown tracks and given them redone them with a symphony orchestra, and it's really quite something. And I mean, you thought you get some, you know, some stuff like that, and, because modern dance is an interpretation. And,
yes.
You know, you could really let your hair down.
You know, that reminds me, too, of there was a few years back also that, you know, Metallica. With the San Francisco Orchestra.
Right.
And the orchestra was saying that they had never had the type of audience that Metallica brought them. Remember that?
They had
some cool songs. It was a cool fusion.
No, I mean, I love it. In fact, it seems to be a bit of a trend at the moment. A lot of the music has been redone. I mean, they've even got Elvis Presley redone with a symphony orchestra, Roy Orbison, all these people. Because I love it, because it gives a tremendous depth of sound to something which you've already been established with, without losing the sort of the originality of it as well. And I was just thinking, you know, with dance, it's, you know, you can interpret, you know, anything really with dance. I mean, that's the beauty of it, and different interpretations of it.
The possibilities are endless.
No, absolutely. I wish I could move.
I will definitely think. I bet you can.
I wish I could. I used to be able to move, but no, because I was, one of the reasons for that is because, I was a water skier. I used to water ski from about 16 when I learned, all the way through. I was skiing here on the lake in my 40s. But, you know, when you're young.
You would be surprised of how many things. It's like riding the bicycle. There's a lot of things that you can start moving and remember and take all your experiences and put them into movement. You would be surprised of what you can do.
Well, I think I would, because I've had two operations on my back, and I've got a load of scaffolding in my back and nuts and bolts in my neck because of the wear and tear over all the years. So be warned. When you're young, when you're young, you might be invincible, but you'll pay for it when you're a bit older.
Well, and you know what? Now that you bring that up, is part of the dancers, that can happen to anyone.
Sure,
the dancers
too.
And part of it is a consistent and good training through the years to take care of your body and be able to dance as long as you can and not get hurt. You know, I mean, I think the injuries can happen as much as you use your body, but then also you can take care of it while you're young. But like you say, young people think they're invincible and then you find yourself having surgeries or injuries. You know, for not warming up correctly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. That's exactly right, Catherine. Well, listen, we're going to put this information on our website today, and we'll keep that question going until we get somebody. We'll be doing that during the course of tomorrow as well. And when are you coming back to Panama?
I will be there on Sunday, the 13th.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
And I will be happy to visit you the next time to talk in person.
Yeah, no, we'll look forward to that.
Over there.
We'll look forward to that. Yes. Catherine, enjoy the rest of your visit up there in Austin. And
thank you so much for having us and for always helping us spread the word about our work.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's great work you're doing. So keep it up. Keep supple.
Okay.
All right, Catherine.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. You take care, and we'll look forward to seeing you when
too.
You get back. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Catherine Buxton there with us, and we'll have information on our website today, so you can find out more about the Sin Retorno, and we will also be talking to you about that ticket. We've got one ticket to give away, so do hang around. Back to the music with Frankie Valli.
My eyes are touching. Oh, I never laid a hand on you. My eyes are touching.
Like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close and yet so far. Carried your books from school, playing make-believe you're married to me. You were fifth grade, I was sixth when we came to be. Walking home every day, over Barnacot Bridge and Bay, till we grew into me and you, who went our separate ways. Mine's a torture, oh, I never laid a hand on you. Mine's a torture, like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I.
There, my eyes adored you. Big thanks once again to Catherine Buxton for being with us this morning on The Breakfast Show. She's up there in Austin. She'll be back later on, but we'll have all the information about Sin Ritorno. That'll be on our website.
Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks, people will be down for that.
Tell you what, that's Billy Joe Royal and Down in the Boondocks. He hasn't really copied that at all, has he? And this one.
Dearest, darling, I had to write to say that I won't be home anymore.
something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe. I asked her if she would stay. She said, okay.
And there we go. So just 24 hours away from Tulsa. That is, of course, Roy Orbison. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are, it's time for us to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. And it's Wednesday, so tomorrow will be Thursday. That'd be nice, getting towards the end of the week, won't we? So big thanks this morning to Catherine Buxton, for joining us up there in Austin, Texas. Sin Ritorno is the piece which is being put on by Grammar Dance. We'll have information on how you can find out more about that. As we load that up after we finish the program this morning. Big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, to my co-producer Neil Danby over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom, and of course to our intrepid outdoor reporter, not an everyday story country folk today, but everyday story of city folk, as she's back here in the city. Big thanks to Ingrid. The boys and girls, a group of grand, keep us up and running, and as always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Say I'll be back with you 6 o'clock tomorrow, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Please, take it easy, don't be in any rush. Be patient with the traffic, school is back, and we're still having to keep wearing our masks, so remember that, have them with you. And also, keep washing your hands, stay away from other people. That's something you should be doing anyway, isn't it? Because what do I want to be doing tomorrow morning? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Cuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.